We're 13 days away from actual live NFL football, and everybody's missing out on the biggest story in the league, the Bears.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Good people, it's your boy Theo Dorsey right here on a Friday, a top five Friday, kicking it. Got my guy C-Cat on the other side of the glass on the ones and twos, spinning as always. And I am so excited that we are nearing closer and closer to real NFL games, real NFL action. The Hall of Fame game now less than 2 weeks away, as we'll get the Chicago Bears and the Houston Texans, two darlings of the NFL. Two teams that have high expectations with young, budding, star quarterbacks and also weapons all over the field. I hope both C.J. Stroud and Caleb Williams get to put on a show there. We know, based off reports out of Bears camp today, that Caleb Williams is expected to get some preseason reps and play throughout the exhibitions there. I don't know yet on C.J. Stroud, though the Texans did report yesterday as well. These are exciting times. These are absolutely exciting times, but something that has confounded me really since the NFL draft, since what I've seen the Chicago Bears do this offseason, and now that we're on the precipice of some real football action that's going to be played right on our TV screens, just glued to the couch watching the action, I can't wait. I'm in utter shock. How is everybody missing the fact that when you look at this Chicago Bears roster and Caleb Williams, not only will this be a team that can contend for the playoffs, not only will this be a team that's going to make it hard in the NFC North, but Caleb Williams himself, in his rookie year, is about to have the most unprecedented, record-setting rookie season we've seen from a quarterback ever. Absolutely ever. We're talking about a guy that won the Heisman Trophy a couple years ago at USC, and he goes into a team in Chicago right now that is ready and perfectly molded for a rookie quarterback with his skill set, right? Being able to dart all around, escape the pocket, make the off-platform throws. I mean, the dude could throw a dart from 60 yards out on his back foot. He's got everything you would want for a quarterback in the modern-day NFL. And then also, when you look at those weapons and the fact that they brought in a new shiny offensive coordinator to Chicago, to the Windy City, I can't wait to see exactly how immaculate this rookie season is going to be. And they were asking a question earlier, and it's funny because, again, we're at that time in the summer where these random sports questions keep popping up, C-Cat. And, you know, we've done the top five pass catchers. I think there's like a top five head coaches on the hot seat thing going on today and whatnot. But the question was raised, you know, which rookie quarterback is going to have the best debut season in the NFL? Doesn't that kind of feel foolish to you, looking at the landscape of what these rookie quarterbacks are walking into, or am I tripping?
No, you're not crazy. The road is paved for Caleb Williams.
So Caleb Williams is literally set up to have a season where not only will he break all of the rookie records for passing, I think Justin Herbert has the record for 31 passing touchdowns in a season. He can easily surpass that. 4,000 and about 300 yards Andrew Luck did in his rookie season with the Indianapolis Colts in 2012. Well, you look at what Luck had in 12 and what Williams is set up with here in 2024, and it's easy to see with the 17th game, given we have to obviously account for health here, like Chicago Bears fans could be in for, you know, the biggest star that they've seen in town since Derrick Rose. Like, he can be that electrifying of a player when you look at who he has on the outside. You have Rome Odunze, the rookie out of Washington, who led all of college football in receiving yards last year, but also he's a speed guy. He's a guy that can go deep and win over the top of a defense. He runs all of the routes. I mean, the deep balls that he and Michael Penix Jr. were connecting on last year with Washington was so transcendent that not only did it get Washington to the national championship game, it got Kalen DeBoer the Nick Saban job. Like, That's how great of a receiver Romo Dunze can be, and he can likely be the number one rookie in this receiver class, despite Marvin Harrison Jr. going to a great situation in Arizona. And then you have, at the top end of that wide receiver spectrum of the talent or the weapons that Caleb Williams has, a guy like Keenan Allen, a veteran, on the back end of his career in the NFL. But just last year with the Chargers, was lighting it up all over the field for Justin Herbert. And if he can remain healthy, he'll be a great veteran presence in that locker room. And then you have DJ Moore, a guy that's in the peak of his prime. And Caleb Williams is going to be the best quarterback that that dude has been able to play with since he entered the league. I mean, he got the back end of Cam Newton. He had to go through the Baker Mayfields and the Sam Darnolds of the world ever since David Tepper took over the Panthers and just ran that franchise into the ground. And then last year with Justin Fields, DJ Moore, like, I mean, I know he's not thought of as one of the top 10 or 15 receivers in the league, C-Cap, but off the top of your head, if you had to guess how big of an impact DJ Moore had last year, how many yards he racked up, where would you put him in? What range would you put him in there?
I would probably say 1,300 yards.
Right there. Okay. Smack dab on it.
Nice.
He's a guy that you can throw, you can draw up wide receiver screens for, a great rack guy on the outside, but also he can line up all over the field as well and is a weapon. And then you went out and you got a guy like DeAndre Swift, who showed he can be a lead back for the Philadelphia Eagles last year and is a great pass-catching option out of the backfield. You line all of that up with offensive coordinator Shane Waldron, and you have the magnetism? Yeah, that's a word.
Yeah.
I'll work with it.
Maybe magnetism?
Magnetism. There we go. You have the magnetism that Caleb Williams has. I know he paints his nails. I know that offends some dudes who have that toxic masculinity, but just know that those nails are attached to those big, bold hands that Caleb Williams has, and that's attached to that elite arm that Williams has, and he's going to be slinging that ball all over the field this year. I'm thinking he's going to be so good, and his rookie season is going to be such a sight to see. I might be making a trip to Chicago in the wintertime, which is something I'm staunchly against. It's a summertime city. But he's going to be such a show. I think people are going to be making their way to the Windy City when it comes down to the Decembers and the January months. Like, I can't believe that this isn't a surefire thing. I can't believe that there are actually people that think there are other rookies that can outperform Caleb Williams, as Ryan Poles, the GM of the Bears, has set up the perfect ecosystem for him to just break every single record, not just for Chicago Bears past passers, but also rookies of all time in the NFL. But it's like that, because I was watching Get Up a couple days ago, and Booger McFarland, who is well known for his great and sometimes obvious takes, he kind of went out of left field with who he thinks will have the biggest impact their rookie season in the NFL.
Don't be surprised if midway through the season, we're having a conversation very similar to what we had last year, meaning the number two pick, Jaden Daniels, looks better than the number one pick, Caleb Williams. Just like we had last year with C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young, because there are a lot of people out of Washington telling me that this young man, Jaden Daniels, not only does he look the part, his teammates know he looked the part. And I think Caleb Williams is going to struggle, and I think Jaden Daniels is going to come out the gate flying. And we're going to have this conversation, Greeny. Mark it down, July the 16th, whatever it is, it's 100 degrees. Did the Chicago Bears make the right pick? We're going to have this conversation again.
Absolute nonsense. I know there's that phrase this won't happen until pigs fly, right? Like, that's like a thing people say.
Yeah.
Pigs will be flying planes before we have Caleb Williams being a guy that the Chicago Bears regret. There is no way in hell that with that setup and that offensive coordinator and Matt Eberflus literally coaching for his life, right? Like, this is a guy with his back against the wall who can't afford to have a down season. The Chicago Bears were a 7-win team last year. They had the number one overall pick because the Panthers are idiots, and they traded it away to them with DJ Moore to go get Bryce Young last year. There is no scenario in which I see Caleb Williams not just falling short of expectations, but not exceeding them in ways that that end up being historic. There is no scenario in which, outside of injury, I don't see Caleb Williams walking away with that Rookie of the Year trophy. You might as well etch his name into the plaque right now. Why are we wasting our time? Caleb Williams not only should be the unmitigated, favorite to win Rookie of the Year. I would say, when you look at those rookie records, 4,300 yards from Andrew Luck, 31 touchdowns from Justin Herbert, that's the floor for Caleb Williams. With those weapons, With that squad that hasn't seen quarterback play like that in the history of its franchise, Caleb Williams is going to blow it out of the water. But there's other guys out there. If you like Booger McFarland, maybe you like Jaden Daniels. If you like other folks who think Drake May's the best quarterback in this draft, maybe you think he makes way in New England under new head coach Gerard Mayo. I just say no way, Jose. But hit us up on the Baptist Health Hotline. Let us know who you think will be the quarterback in the NFL that will have the greatest debut season, that will have the most impact when they first step on that field and play those 17 games for their newly minted franchises. The Baptist Health Orthopedic Care Hotline. Are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care is a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic foot and ankle joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. Which rookie quarterback is going to have the greatest impact this season in their debut year in the NFL and CCAT? It's got to be Caleb Williams, and everybody else is a distant second. The gap between Caleb Williams and the rest of these rookie quarterbacks, given talent and the situations that they're going into, is bigger than the gap between Patrick Mahomes and the next quarterback down. We talk about who's number two between Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, and who else? Josh Allen. Like, that's how big of a difference it is for me, and I got to rock with Caleb Williams. CK, who do you think? I mean, there's Drake May. There's Bo Nix out there with Sean Payton, the quarterback whisperer. Who do you think can have a season to at least compare to Caleb Williams?
I love to disagree with you, Theo. I really do, but I can't get myself to that spot now because you talked about the numbers on the field that offense is going to break, the records that you're going to see with the Chicago Bears offense. Fail to mention, the defense was one of the best in football in the second half of the season.
Yeah.
The defense was tied for first in the NFL in interceptions, and first in the NFL with rushing yards allowed per game. And in 2024, that Chicago Bears team has the third easiest schedule in the league.
Come on.
They're going to roll through that division.
And here's the thing, too, when you think about not just them having the perfect setup to be able to win and play at that level, they're also going to be in a division where if they stack up 8, 9, 10 wins – and it's getting late in the season, those latter 4 or 5 games are going to be in division and are going to matter because the Lions and the Packers and maybe even the Vikings are going to provide a lot of resistance. Like, there's going to be some shootouts. I can't wait until we see the Bears and the Lions in Detroit, in that dome, and the shootout that might take place between Jared Goff and all his weapons and Caleb Williams. Like, we're set up for some immaculate shows, but it does feel like, I mean, come on. This is unprecedented. A dude with that level of talent, with a Heisman Trophy in his backyard, with the, you know, it was no competition for the number one pick, getting dropped into that situation, it feels like people aren't talking about that enough.
It's because Caleb Williams kind of has haters because he's a little bit unorthodox off the field with the fingernail painting, with the crying with his mom after a loss with USC. Think little nitpicky things that sports fans would love to poke fun at. I think that's taking off the shine of Caleb Williams, where you go back in time a while back, the suck for Luck. Andrew Luck was like the prototypical quarterback where he had zero flaws off the field. Well-spoken football guy, this, that, and the third. Caleb Williams on the field, not much to complain about. Situation he's walking into, nothing to complain about. But off the field, a little unorthodox.
Yeah, like, I get you not liking a guy's personality. But, what I mean, did you like Rex Grossman? You know, like, or were you a big fan of the way that Mitch Trubisky carried himself? If you're a Bears fan, the bar is extremely low for when it comes to the on-field product. I don't care what the hell the quarterback wants to do, you know, in the stands with his mom or on his fingernails or whatever the heck else Caleb Williams does that offends folks. Like, he's going to be winning football games at a high level. There's no way in which I see this offense not putting up at least 25 points per game. When I look back, I went and did this. I was curious because obviously it's unprecedented for a guy of that talent level to have this much talent surrounding him, but I was trying to see how well have rookies been able to compete. How well have they compared to their counterparts in the NFL in their debut seasons? Since 2011, there's been five rookie quarterbacks that have thrown for 4,000 yards, and each of those are guys that are, you know, mainstays in the league. One of them, Justin Herbert, Cam Newton on that list as well. And I just think about the teams that they were dropped into. Outside of Herbert, who had Keenan Allen, who, by the way, Caleb Williams does have, nobody's been dropped into a better situation than Caleb Williams. Maybe not since Dak Prescott was able to take over for Tony Romo in 2016, and he had maybe the best rookie season of all time. But the expectations around Caleb Williams are also high because he's coming out as a transcendent, a generational product or a prospect. Like, this to me feels like a can't-miss thing. It's a home run, and it just, I mean, I looked at our poll, C-Cat. We put a poll out this morning on ESPN West Palm. Which rookie quarterback is going to have the best first season in the NFL? Caleb Williams won with 41%, but Jaden Daniels was right behind him at 35.
Yeah, that number should be 85 to 90 in favor of Caleb Williams.
Yes.
That's ridiculous. If you were to guess right now what the over-under total in Vegas would be for the Bears is, what would you guess right now?
They won seven games last year, and that was sans Roma Dunze, DeAndre Swift and Caleb Williams.
Keenan Allen, too.
And then also, you're going to get a full season of Montez Sweat, who they traded for midseason. The over-under in Vegas has to at least be, it's probably 9.5.
It's only 8.5.
Wow. No, yeah. There's no way. So you're telling me that those additions, plus another year of Matt Eberflus coaching for his life, the infusion of Shane Waldron, who is a, he's a Shanahan, he's a who's McVay guy, like he's one of those offensive geniuses. Shane Waldron, offensive coordinator for the Seahawks, who recovered Geno Smith. Remember, like they rode me off and I didn't write back. That was the doing of what Shane Waldron did with the Seahawks offense. That guy's coming in to coach Caleb Williams as well. I don't see where the misses are, and I don't know how it's that low.
Yet Vegas is telling you they think that the Bears are going to be right around 500.
That's
9-8 or 8-9, which is insane.
So a 9-8 record for the Bears would hit that over. They're saying 8.5. I got to take the over on that. I'm hopping on Hard Rock Bet today.
With the third easiest schedule in the NFL.
What do they know that we don't know?
There's got to be something, right?
There's something out there in the air. I mean, I'm like,
Wait, do they play at FedEx Field this year? Do they go to Washington and that just death trap of a field? That might be a reason. Just saying. I'm begging and pleading no injuries this NFL season for the first time ever. But just saying. Vegas knows things, dude.
And I will say, too, the Bears didn't really invest in a veteran backup quarterback. I think it would be Tyson Bagent who still would be the backup behind Caleb Williams.
They go to Washington this year, week 8.
Oh, no. We figured it out. We have figured it out. I was all over the Bears. I mean, I've said they're going to win the NFC in the next 3 years. The Chicago Bears are undoubtedly going to win the NFC in the next 3 years, the way that Ryan Poles is building this thing out. And, again, having a guy at quarterback, right? Like, he's not just a above replacement average guy. He's not like a Jared Goff, a Tua Tagovailoa, even a Trevor Lawrence. He's a step above those guys as a prospect and all that talent and the way they're investing into it. Cole Kmet, I didn't even mention him. He's a top 5 or 10 receiving tight end in the league. I'm just saying, this Bears squad is being not talked about enough. And you know what? I'll be in Chicago in 2 weeks. I'm going to prod the media out there. Maybe it's your fault, Courtney Cronin. I don't know. Who else is out there in Chicago covering the Bears?
A lot of
guys.
That's
the problem.
Michael Wilbon back in the day.
Michael Wilbon, speak up. Speak up on these dudes. Windy City needs the love. Obviously, when football season does come around, you're going to want to go to a place that you can watch multiple games at once because, out here in South Florida, it's not like we're going to have Bears games on everywhere, but you're going to want to see what Caleb Williams is doing and also maybe your Dolphins and also maybe the Niners. Pull up to a Duffy Sports Grill. 80 or more televisions in every single location. Now, by the time football season rolls around, you won't be able to enjoy what's going on right now, which is the dog days of summer. And the dog days of summer at Duffy Sports Grill go through July 31st, so you actually only have 2 more weeks to enjoy the amazing hot dogs on display, available for all fans involved at Duffy Sports Grill. I'm most interested in that Duffy's Death Dog. I'm a spicy guy. I like the spiciness in food. You know, I got a lot of roots to Louisiana. Spice that stuff up. But also, you got 2-for-1 drinks all day, every day to cool down. You know what I'm saying? After that Death Dog, you need a refresher. 2-for-1 drinks. Doesn't matter the time. It doesn't matter which Duffy location. It's everywhere. Duffy'sMVP.com to sign up and be a rewards member, a MVP like me, like Caleb Williams will be in the future. And then you can track those rewards. And when you go back, you just swipe that card and boom, you stack up some more rewards. Duffy'sMVP.com as well to go check out the menu at Duffy's. Our game is always on. That is, again, when you're talking about, you know, predictions ahead of the season, you would think that Caleb Williams, surefire rookie of the year, breaking all the rookie records, should be a home run. Many people should be saying it, but I'm the only one with the courage to do so. That's the kind of stuff you get here on Theoretically Speaking. And you also get a breakdown of the Open Championship out there. Who disappointed more? Whose drop in not making the weekend was more heart-wrenching between Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy? We discuss on the other side. That's CCAT. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Show some love on a Friday. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel at Theo Speaking. Lock in with us. Stream us. We kick it. We have a good time. And we also will address, again, what happened at the British Open. Two legends of the game falling out, not making it to the weekend. But before we get into the negative, I don't like always just starting off segments with the down and the dreary. How about we do this? How about we do this? Because the Open obviously provided a lot of other big moments. So we're going to start on a bright note. And it's always a good time when you have EDS involved.
Time now for the coolest moment of the week. Presented by EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. EDS is yes.
You learn the most about athletes, people in general, when their back is against the wall, when you got to come up and perform, and you have no other option. And that's what we saw from Max Homa, who on the 18th hole, from 30 feet out, or at least an estimate, about 30 feet out, needed a birdie putt to be able to make the cut. Here's what it sounded like. Yeah.
Max Homa, and you don't think it means something? Look at that reaction. A multiple winner on the PGA Tour. Making the cut, you guys say it all about the time, is such a big deal for professionals.
That's big Teddy range right there. 30 out, that's where I'm best at. I hate when I drop that thing off and it's like 3 feet from the pin. Like, I mean, come on. Give me a challenge. 30 out? That's what I need. Me and Max Homa just to like, he moves on to the weekend. But as we hit the get around in a little bit, we'll discuss a couple guys that did not move on and which one was more crucial. You ready to take a trip, CCAT?
I would like to take a trip.
Might as well do it. It's about that time, right around this time. We do it all the time. We jump on our express vehicle. We call it the get around. It's the way for us to hit all of the major topics across sports that you might have missed when you were at work. Hop aboard. It's time to get around. Now, of course, that coolest moment of the week brought to you by EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. I mean, it is, as we say here, a dire situation when you find yourself needing AC repair, especially this time of the year because it's so hot outside. Your home won't give you a time to recover. It's going to immediately have that thermostat just ticking up. Ticking up and ticking up, and the heat is going to be dreadful. You're going to be in your house sweating, can't enjoy no games from your couch, can't enjoy watching the Olympics this summer because you failed to get with EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. You failed to get the gold plan like I have, which is 2 checkups every single year, preventative care as well as repair, and 15% off every repair that you do need. EDS has been doing it since 06 here. Family owned and operated EDS air conditioning. There's a reason why we say EDS is yes. They're there for you. You can schedule your appointments around your time, and you can do that online at edsairconditioning.com. Don't get stuck in a dire situation. Don't put yourself at the whelm of the weather. Get your air conditioning checked out with EDS Air Conditioning today. Where are we going first?
Next stop,
Dallas, Texas.
Uh-oh.
Cowboys wide receiver C.D. Lamb stayed up until 3 a.m. last night. They still made a 7 a.m. workout. The reason for his restless night, like many of you at home, playing college football 25.
So relatable. So relatable, but also I will say this. For him to be able to do that, that's how you could tell he's still a young gun. Like, staying up until 3 and making a 7 a.m. workout, I don't think I have that in me anymore. Like, I wouldn't want to put myself through that first and foremost. But also, I'm curious. Like, was he doing Road to Glory? Was he building a dynasty? Was he taking, like, Oklahoma back to the national championship game for the first time in a while? Like, what keeps a guy like CeeDee Lamb up on college football 25? And what team are you going to try to rebuild? I know you're getting college football 25 here soon, CK.
Yeah, I downloaded it last night. Waited till midnight because I'm not paying the extra $30 for early access. So I bought it for the regular release day, which is today.
Yeah.
At midnight. I'm doing a 32-team league, like with all people I know from high school and college. I'm going with Mississippi State.
What attracted you to the Bulldogs?
I wanted to be in the SEC and no premier programs allowed. 3 stars and lower, so I went the Bulldogs. Why not?
I like that. I like that Starkville action. Mm-hmm. You know, you got a little bit of history there. You could maybe bring up the next Dak Prescott. I think they had a quarterback there since then as well that made some waves.
Nick Fitzgerald, I think.
Yes, Nick Fitzgerald. There we
snapped
go. Big
leg in half.
Dude.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh gosh, yeah. Okay, I didn't remember that part of it. but no. So for me, I think my first thing is going to be. I just saw that today they released the team builder stuff, so you can import HBCUs now, historically black colleges and universities. So the Hampton Pirates, we're about to take over the, I don't know what conference I should get them into. Maybe I get Hampton into the ACC. They're Atlantic Coast, more so than Cal is. So I'll take over the ACC with the Pirates here soon. That's right. It's a challenge.
Next stop, Troon, Scotland.
Troon.
Have
you been to Scotland before?
I've never been out of the country.
Okay, well then, so no Scotland.
Not Scotland, no.
Me neither. I just was checking.
Final major of the year. We're done with 2 days. So that means Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy have missed the cut. Tiger Woods tied the worst 36-hole performance of his career at 14 over. Rory McIlroy shot 11 under.
Tiger Woods has now missed the cut or withdrawn in 6 of his last 7 majors. So you would think that this would be worse for Woods, who is obviously on the tail end of his career. He's probably never going to get that 16th, 17th, 18th major. He's going to be stuck at 15 when he retires, though I do hold out hope. But this is obviously way more demoralizing for Rory McIlroy because this was supposed to be his return to the big stage. This was supposed to be his way to get those jitters off, to get his mind right after what we saw was, you know, one of the greater collapses. And I don't know where he goes from here. Have we heard a post-round interview or anything yet from him?
No, he peered out of the parking lot last major, and this time I haven't heard from him yet.
Prayers up for the guy. I hope he gets his mentals right. I know that this wasn't as bad as last time, but you always want your first time out on the big stage, under the bright lights, to be a redemption. And missing the cut is the opposite of that. That's it's very, again, demoralizing.
Next stop,
Denver, Colorado.
Yeah.
The Clippers and Jazz have agreed to sign and trade deal involving Russell Westbrook. Sources told ESPN's Woj that the former MVP is expected to join the Nuggets after Utah waives him.
Yeah, it's the second straight time that Westbrook has been traded to the Jazz, and they immediately started working on a buyout because Russell Westbrook in Utah, it just wouldn't work out. It's like oil and water. It ain't gonna mix. He absolutely hates the Jazz fans, and the fans there in Salt Lake City have a lot of vitriol for him.
If I recall correctly, he like points out fans to get them ejected because he doesn't like what they say.
Yes. Which, again, in Salt Lake City, I can see them saying things that would offend a guy like Russell Westbrook.
Listen, you lost all credibility if you're Russell Westbrook when you got someone ejected or tried to get them ejected for saying Westbrick.
Yeah.
That is not, that is on the table
as an insult as a fan that you can say?
I don't think so. Not after he made it clear that that kind of disrespect to his last name won't be tolerated. One thing I've realized in life, though, is some people don't hold any value to their name. Some people don't care about their name. They say you can call them whatever you want. You can screw up their name all the time. But if a guy, your name is Bond. That's the name on your back. That's the name that your father gave to you, that your ancestors gave to you. I'm not going to ever criticize a guy for caring about that. And also, you don't know what the fans said before the Westbrook stuff.
That's a you problem. If someone called me Christian Fat and I got mad, that's my fault for getting mad at that.
I disagree. But then again, it's a person-to-person thing. It's all about perspective. Again, some people hold more value to their last name. Some people do not tolerate a certain level of disrespect. And if you're Russell Westbrook, you've earned it. You're the NBA superstar. You're the MVP. You're the future Hall of Famer. That fan, the guy in the stands.
He paid to be there.
Well, next time he tells you to shut up, just shut your mouth and watch the game.
Next stop,
Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Alabama will honor former coach Nick Saban by naming its football playing field for him at Bryant-Denny Stadium.
I absolutely hate this. I absolutely hate this because of when it's happening. Why don't y'all let Kalen DeBoer get himself a fresh start? Not have Saban hovering over him, who I believe has an office still at the University of Alabama, who's now obviously working with ESPN. He's at SEC Media Days, drawing all of the attention, curating all of the headlines by not picking Alabama to make the SEC championship, but instead picking one of the guys off his coaching trees and Kirby Smart and the Bulldogs against Steve Sarkisian in Texas. I do think that the shadow that Nick Saban kind of hovers over Alabama is going to pull away from and discredit and also undermine what Kalen DeBoer is going to try to build there. I feel bad for that guy. But again, if you're Nick Saban, you're the greatest college football coach in the history of the game. You're synonymous with Alabama. You created one of the more unforgettable dynasties. He deserves it. I just wish they would give it some space, give it some air first. CK, do you think this is good or bad for Alabama that the guy who left that big of a footprint still ain't gone? He's still all over the place there.
This is great for Alabama because Nick Saban didn't make Alabama football like some other coaches made their programs. Bear Bryant did it before him, right?
Yep.
So it's not like goodbye Nick Saban, goodbye competitive football. You look at the recruiting classes, Alabama is second in 2025 and they're second in 2024. So the Nick Saban effect is staying with Alabama.
It does feel like, though, because we got the report that Nick Saban's in that group chat with, I believe, Lane Kiffin and Kirby Smart. He obviously, again, did not pick Bama to make it to the SEC title game this year, though they will build a competitive roster. And that was his team last year, too. It does feel a little bit like he just still is that annoying. It almost would be like, hey, imagine if, on this radio station here at ESPN West Palm, there was a guy that maybe did this job for, 20 years. His name rings a bell in Palm Beach County in the Treasure Coast. He's all over the place, right? He's a big star. And then I have to come in after him. And then he wants to call into the show every week or get the studio named after him. It's kind of like that. That doesn't happen here, though, right?
No, it does not happen here.
Yeah. Shout out Evan Cohen. Did I just call him the Nick Saban of ESPN West Palm?
I think you just did.
Oh, my God. That is incredible glazing. I take that back. I take that back. But again, yes, Nick Saban, let them dudes be some dudes. Let the tide go on. Have your celebrations a year or two from now. Give them guys some space.
Next stop.
We are currently in the City of Champions because we reside in West Palm Beach, the same town of Kaiser University.
Have you been to the flagship campus of Kaiser University, CCAT?
Sure have.
And there you might see, if you walk into the gym, 21, you can count them out yourself, 21 national championship banners. Actually, 22 now, because last year, the football team added one, the first ever for the football program. Kaiser is a place that breeds champions. 60-plus conference titles, both regular season and tournament. Back-to-back NAIA titles in swimming and diving for the women. We've got golf championships. They win at every level with every sport. The teams cannot be stopped. They're an amazing, prolific program. And if you want more on the latest of Seahawks athletics, Maybe you want to see what the football schedule is like this year to get out there to Kaiser Field and see them play. KUSeahawks.com. KUSeahawks.com to check out the champs. Get ahead of the fall. I heard the baseball team is going to be pretty good this year as well. Well, that does it for the Get Around on a Friday. And, of course, it is a top five Friday. Today's top five Friday is going to be, actually, which movies have you not seen that you feel guilty for not having your eyes on in the past. And I have a few of them that have already been getting me discredited on Twitter. Emmett Golden, our teammate, ESPN Cleveland, plus you hear him on ESPN Radio on the weekends here, already trying to come at me and my people because I missed out on a couple of movies that I probably should have saw. I'll take the bullet for that. No problem. Before we get to the top five movies that you haven't seen, I want to tell you about Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. Are you feeling joint pain? You getting up there? You feel like you might need some help, need to get some stuff looked at? Is it affecting your quality of life? At Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery as well as new, less invasive treatments with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. It is closer. We're getting closer and closer to football season here. 13 days away from the Hall of Fame game for preseason kickoff. And then those games that start counting right around the corner. Can't wait for that. But also, still the bulk of the summer. So we're talking movies. Top five movies you haven't seen when we come back on a Top 5 Friday. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
I think people who get mad at you because you haven't seen a movie, because you haven't dedicated that 2.5 hours to your life, I think those people are lame. It's a disgusting act. Stop shaming people because they've done other things with their life. You don't know their perspective. You don't know what they've been through.
You got to see Twister, though. That's why this has happened. You didn't even hear, you never heard of Twister.
I didn't.
That's more egregious than not seeing a movie that you've heard the name of. Never hearing of.
Well, when did Twister come out?
95.
Okay, he's like, it's not crazy that a guy born in 93 didn't hear. I mean, when I was 2 years old, I wasn't like watching the previews extensively. Like, oh my God, what's next?
That's the ultimate like daytime TNT movie is Twister. You missed it.
I guess I did. But you know what? Palm Beach County is one of those places that you don't want other people to miss the beauty, the vibes, the fact that we're here in paradise. You want to be able to showcase that so they won't be like, oh, I never visited Palm Beach County, Florida. I've never seen what it was like summertime, wintertime, fall, anything like that. And Discover the Palm Beaches is incentivizing you to welcome people to our home. Hashtag love the Palm Beaches. Show others why you're so excited to be a resident here. Because only you can do that. Maybe you go to your favorite restaurant, your favorite bar, your favorite maybe athletic stadium or field. Take some pictures, take a video, show your experience, and get on social media and go hashtag love the Palm Beaches. After you do that, a simple step, because I know you're already out there taking all those photos and flicks already, then you go online, lovethepalmbeaches.com/love. Again, that's lovethepalmbeaches.com/love, and you can be in the prize pack. You can be in the drawing to be able to win some great things like vacations, dining cards, everything in between. Again, hashtag love the Palm Beaches. And I hashtag hate people that shame others for missing out on movies. But with that being said, it's Top 5 Friday, and we're going to do the top 5 movies I feel guilty that I haven't watched.
Top 5, no debating.
Top 5, top 5, top 5.
Top 5 Fridays brought to you by EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. And we'll start you off with number 5.
Number 5.
Hoosiers. Intern Jordan over there was like, you never seen Hoosiers? No, I haven't seen Hoosiers. doesn't interest me that much. It's a basketball movie. I know it's a sports iconic movie, but I feel like I get the gist of it. A bunch of, you know, unheralded dudes got together on a team, were super inspired, and they won a championship. Woo! Is that it? That's the plot, right? Jordan gonna get a nod or something? Is that it?
He's getting a head shake.
He's shaking his head.
A disapproval, again, not a yes or no.
Again, I haven't watched the movie. Maybe I will someday, but I am guilty. I do feel guilty that I haven't done so.
Number four
is The Matrix. Like, how have I not seen that movie? I've seen so many clips from it. I get all the references, the red pill, blue pill, you know, Morpheus ducking bullets. Looks like a lot of fun. It just kind of it went over my head as a kid. You know, I was kicking it with Legos and stuff.
I tried to watch it about 6 years ago and turned it off 5 minutes and I hated it.
So you haven't seen Hoosiers or The Matrix?
Nope, we're 0-2.
We're both 0-2.
Lockstep. This is embarrassing.
Well, maybe we'll hit it off at number three.
Number three.
Above the Rim. I actually, the worst part about this is I have the Above the Rim CD. The movie, I actually have that at my crib. And I've had it since I was a kid. And I just never popped it in.
Yeah, this is a twister situation for me. No idea what Above the Rim
is. Wow.
Did not connect, no.
Starring Tupac. It's a classic 90s film. It's about basketball again as well. I think it's like a story. You probably know it.
I see the meme online, the picture of someone taking a gun out of their bag.
No, I think that's White Man Can't Jump.
Dang it.
I think that's White Man Can't Jump. Similar vibe, but yeah, you're talking about dude at the pickup court. Buddy. Uh-huh. Yep. But yeah, again, now we're 0-3. This is embarrassing for Theoretically Speaking. Maybe we take a step up here. I know you've seen this one, CK.
Number two.
The Godfather. I mean, people swear by this, especially white people. CK.
I hate Italian mob movies, and I've never seen it. No. I like Irish mob movies. Departed, banger.
Do you get disowned in circles when you say you haven't seen The Godfather?
Yeah. My grandma doesn't like when I say that.
Wow. You should be like LeBron James and just lie and act like you do.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I've seen The Godfather. What's your favorite part? Oh, there's so many.
Too many. Just N-A.
Too many parts to name.
Yeah, it's a ludicrous question. Why would you even ask that?
Oh, number two on my top five Fridays. Movies I feel guilty I've never watched. The Godfather coming in at number two. But above all, one that gets me disowned in all circles, but especially back home. And then again by Emmett Golden from ESPN Cleveland.
Number one.
Coming to America. I've seen so many clips of it. It's on TV all the time, starring Eddie Murphy. It's about I think he's a prince and he comes to America from Africa, some country in Africa, and then he has a really good time. I
haven't seen either. I think when I worked delivery driving for the sandwich shop at college, it was on with no volume in the top corner. So I've watched it with no audio for about a half hour. That's it.
I know the scene was like, "Hello, neighbors." Or something like that.
Probably. I don't know.
No? Nothing? There's a lot of big time scenes and quotes from that movie, and people say them, and I just smile and nod. Yeah. Love it. Absolutely love it. I respect it at the very least. The Top 5 Fridays brought to you by EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. I mean, one thing that you slack on, maybe your AC is working, but how's your indoor air quality? You probably don't know. It might be suffering, and you need EDS Air Conditioning to check on it. Allergy season, you got pollen, dust, pollutants all inside messing up your air. EDS has a solution. Get a free home air quality assessment, plus save $500 on an air purification bundle. EDS is an RGF Black Label dealer. That means that EDS can help you with a new Remy Halo air purifier, cleaning your indoor air. All of that sounds like good stuff. It even kill COVID-19. EDS is yes. Get a home, free home air quality assessment. Purify your air. Breathe better today. EDSairconditioning.com. And again, one more time, Top 5 Friday. Movies I feel guilty I've never watched. Hoosiers at 5, The Matrix at 4, Above the Rim at 3, The Godfather at 2, and number 1, Coming to America. One place where it's not a movie watching scene, but it's definitely a thrill of a time, and I'm going tonight. That's The House, West Palm Beach. And we take it to the house when we come back. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3. Second seed Novak Djokovic against third seed Carlos Alcaraz. And I'm going with a young pup. Back-to-back Wimbledons for Carlos Alcaraz. He's going to take down Djokovic.
You know who else is going to win this weekend? Sergio Garcia. He is plus 550. Sergio Garcia to win LIV Golf Andalusia. Take it to the house.
2-for-2 last weekend. We did it again. That's back-to-back weekends. We both nailed our take-it-to-the-house prediction where, of course, we tell you to take it to the house, the restaurant, the house West Palm Beach, that is on the campus with the park. You know that great golf course. Also, we're giving you some stuff to take to the bank. We went with the Spaniards, and it got us a win.
Easy.
So today, we take it to the house with even better bold predictions over the weekend. You can bank on these things happening. And in the WNBA, you got Team USA versus Team WNBA for the second time in the history. Last time they did it in 2021, Team WNBA upset Team USA. Well, the Americans are 6.5-point favorites in Phoenix on Saturday. And I have not only Team USA beating Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark, and that Team WNBA, I also have them covering the 6.5 points. It's going to be a shellacking. They have a point to prove en route to what will be their 8th straight gold medal. CK, what you taking to the house?
I've given you back-to-back golf winners. We are 4-for-4, wow, and our last take of the house is combined. We're going to do it again on the course at Troon. How about Justin Rose? It just feels right to have a British dude win the British Open. Justin Rose right now is tied for second. He's 2 shots off the lead, and he is at plus 700. Give me the Brit. Give me Justin Rose. He's going to win the Open Championship.
Absolutely love it. You're going back to the well. You're on a heater. I mean, I might have to hop on and put some money on that. We're doing well so far. And when you take it to the house this weekend, open Thursday through Sunday, make sure you also take yourself a big, bright smile and a friend, because you're not going to want to go to this place alone. Last time I went, I had the trio of Florida Snapper, and each snapper on that plate had a different taste to it, all of them excellent. That entree was so great that my wife, Ashley, was like, I'm getting that next time. She almost ate half of my plate. I was a little mad at her, actually, but we'll make up from it. We'll get better from it, because the House West Palm Beach is the place to go. And every entree you buy, you also get a free round at the Parks Lit 9. So you get a full belly, and you also get a full Park Lit 9 experience hitting that par 3 out. And I'll be honest, C-Cat, I'm putting my money where my mouth is. Mm-hmm. I have a friend coming in town. My wife wants to take him to dinner. Where do you think we're pulling up to?
We're going to the park and the house.
Taking it to the house. And also, she is a golfer. It's my wife's friend, and I'm going to take her to the Lit 9 right afterwards. It's a party. It's the place to go. It's also a great place to go for happy hour or brunch. The House, West Palm Beach. To make reservations, thehousewestpalmbeach.com. Well, that'll do it for this Friday. Can't wait till Monday from ACC kickoff. I'll be in Charlotte, but I'll be with you. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey. Go in love. Go in peace. Go enjoy. Freddie and Harry next on ESPN 106.3.